Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is Holy Thursday, and we're going to look at the readings for the evening Mass, the Mass of the Lord's Supper. We begin with the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8 and 11 to 14. The opening prayer. O God, who have called us to participate in this most sacred supper, in which your only begotten Son, when about to hand himself over to death, entrusted to the Church a sacrifice new for all eternity, the banquet of his love. Grant, we pray, that we may draw from so great a mystery the fullness of charity and the fullness of life. It's all to be found in Jesus. May you embrace him as you feed upon him. May you embrace him more fully. May he become the center of your life. Whether you are married, single, celibate, in every walk of life, we are called to be his disciple, to follow him. May you follow him. May you accompany him. May your love for him lighten his burden. Because he would have known in that day, that first Holy Thursday, when he knew what lay ahead of him, he knew fully what it was going to cost him, and he knew who would alleviate his suffering by their faith, by their own repentance, and by their desire to follow him. Be that now. With God there is no time. Be that now. Follow him more closely. Exodus chapter 12. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one, and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it. With your loins girt, sandals on your feet, your staff in hand, you shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt, I, the Lord. But the blood will mark the households where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. That's when I strike the land of Egypt. No destructive blow will come upon you. Would you be marked with the blood of the Lamb? If you lived in that time period, you are marked with the blood of the Lamb now. But would destruction be withheld from your house because you are marked with the blood of the Lamb? In other words, are you genuinely a Christian, genuinely a follower of Christ or not? This is not lip service. This is commitment. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution. Psalm 116, our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. Psalm 116, how shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. To you will I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of his people. Are you clearly a disciple? Are you clearly a son or daughter of God? Do people who know you understand that? I don't mean you have to go out and preach. By your thoughts, by your words, by your actions, by your mercy, by your charity, by your forgiveness. Are you a sign of God's presence? That's what we need to be, brothers and sisters. It's not optional. If you are a Christian, this is how we need to be. No lip service, no nominal service. It doesn't work that way. And we need to get that into our minds and our spirits. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." Do you believe that you are feeding on the body and blood of Christ, no symbol, reality, God's lavish, infinite generosity toward us? Are you grateful? Do you receive him with gratitude? In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. I really want you to take this gospel today, and probably, if you can, read it over three times. Pick up your Bible and read it over three times, and I'll guarantee you, if you're really reading prayerfully, you're going to see three different things that are going to stand out to you as you read. God will enlighten you in something that you didn't see before. So I urge you, read this carefully again and again today. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world. He loved his own, notice that, his own, those who belonged to him. Do you belong to Jesus? He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Impetuous Peter. And Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You'll never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." You've got to let me serve you, that you in turn may serve me and serve others, is implied there. "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." And Simon Peter said to him, "Master," this impetuous Peter, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." In other words, wash me all over. And Jesus said to him, "Whoever is bathed has no need." In other words, if you're bathed in the waters of baptism, you have no need to be bathed again. One baptism suffices for your entire life and eternal life, except to have your feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all. In other words, we pick up the mire and the dirt of the earth again and again. And so we need to be cleansed by repentance. We need to be cleansed by the water of God pouring over us. "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. And for this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I therefore, the master and the teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet." In other words, we need to serve. We need to forgive sin of others toward us. We need to wash their feet that they may have an opportunity to begin again. That's what Jesus did for us, and he's asking us to do it for others. You ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow so that as I have done for you, you should also do. Even knowing that Peter would deny him, even knowing that Judas would betray him, he was faithful to them, cared for them, shared with them, ministered to them. One betrayed him, and one denied him. And we're capable of the same thing. Brothers and sisters, in this day of Holy Thursday, feed on the Eucharist, please. And ask God for the grace to more and more allow your life to be conformed to his. That's the goal, is that you be like Jesus. By his Holy Spirit given you, by his death on the cross, you have been set free from eternal death. And the grace and the blessing and the beauty of God can pour forth into your heart. Will you receive it? Please, please, take time before the Lord today. Perhaps go into the church early. Talk to the Lord about the state of your soul. Talk to him about what's going on. Talk to him about your weaknesses and strengths. Thank him for all he's given you and ask him to give you the strength to feed on body and blood and allow that to course through your body, physically and spiritually, and renew you and strengthen you that you might become a true disciple of Jesus Christ. That's what God wants, brothers and sisters, just to go to the service, just to go to Mass, just to go to the Lord's Supper. It's not enough just to be there in body. God is asking for everything from you. Will you give him everything? Will you allow yourself to be poured out to him? Will you let go of those things that you cling to so tightly? Your plans, your hopes, your dreams. Will you put all of those in his hands? And let him put his plans and his dreams in your heart. I guarantee you, you will never be happier. Because it's what we were created to do and to be. And in the middle of all that, God gives you his own flesh and his own blood to nourish you and strengthen you for the journey. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.